Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is an event that took place during my senior year of high school many years ago. At the time, I had a decent amount of friends in school. In one of my friend groups, there was a few guys that I was pretty close with, but some of the other guys sort of in the group, I was not as much. We didn't have a kind of official friend group or anything, like we had no group chats or organized hangouts or anything like that. It was more of just me and some of my friends, and we'd sit together at lunch, or we'd stand around and talk before school in the hallways or whatever. Sometimes a few of us would do stuff outside of school, like hang out at each other's houses or whatever. So there was this one guy in the friend group named Mark. He was not one of my close friends, and he was closer with some other guys in the group. Overall, I didn't know a ton about him, but the previous semester he had sat at our lunch table, and he was often around before school talking with us. Overall, he seemed like a pretty cool guy, and he was nice all the times I had been around him. So, during my last year in high school, he kind of stopped hanging out with the group. I didn't notice as much, and I did see him a few times early on, but overall, I didn't pay it that much attention. Randomly, one night during that senior year, he sent me a Snapchat text asking if I wanted to hang out. I didn't have anything going on at the moment, and it was still early, so I told him sure.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
He asked to come over, and I gave him my address. It seemed a little bit odd because I had never hung out with him one-on-one before, and we had never been to each other's houses. I had never really talked to the guy all that much, but I was always down to play video games with someone. So he came over a short time later, and I let him in, and we played video games in my room. Overall, it was a pretty good time, and he stayed for maybe 2 hours. Then he left. Not long after that, I went to bed. The next day at school, I didn't see him or talk to him or anything. However, that night is when things got crazy. I went to sleep that night like any other. It was a school night, so I went to bed at about 11 o'clock. My bedroom was on the second floor of the house, as was everyone else's, which was my parents and sister. That night, I awoke to the sound of something loud coming from downstairs. I at first did not know what it was, but then heard the unmistakable noise of glass breaking. Instantly after that, I heard other sounds coming from downstairs. My bedroom was closest to the stairs, and my door was slightly open. I was now wide awake, wondering what on earth was going on, and very quickly I realized that somebody was breaking into the house. I got up out of bed and went over to my door. It was not to confront the intruders, but to close my door. I heard multiple people walking around downstairs as I was there. I did not know if my parents or sister had woken up from the noise or not. They might not have been able to hear it as well as I had, because I think their doors were closed and they were farther away from the stairs. But nevertheless, I knew that I had to call the cops, so I went and got my cell phone and dialed 911. I quietly spoke to what was going on, and I just hoped that whoever was in our house would not go upstairs. Thankfully, they did not. After closing my door, I couldn't hear as good, but I sort of heard the footsteps and muffled voices from downstairs. They remained down there for a good 10 minutes or so. I was just then waiting for the police to arrive. Then I guess somehow my parents woke up at that point because I heard their bedroom door open down the hallway. Also then, I heard everyone downstairs start to move quickly. They seemed to leave, as I heard what I assumed to be my dad walking for the stairs. And they did. I left my bedroom and told my dad that I had called the cops. My dad said that he couldn't see the guys who had broken in, but he had heard them leaving, and we went downstairs to see the house all messed up. The living room, kitchen, and dining room had furniture knocked over and things like that. The police arrived a short time later, but unfortunately, the intruders were pretty much long gone by then. After examining the place, we found out that several things had been stolen in the break-in. It was devastating. We gave the cops all the information that we could. That night, nobody got any more sleep, as we were up for the rest of it. Fortunately, a few days later, we found out that the police had caught the intruders that had broken into our house. They tried to sell one of the stolen items, and that's what led to them being found. It was a group of three young men, and one of them was Mark. I could not believe it. The same kid who I had hung out with and played video games with just a day prior. He broke into our house with two of his friends who were older than him and did not go to our school. And come to think of it, I didn't see Mark at school in the days after the break-in, but I hadn't thought anything of it, as I obviously had no idea that it was him. It still blows my mind to think about it. I'm not sure exactly why he chose to do it. I'm guessing his whole reason for hanging out with me was to scout the place or something. Our house was nice, but it wasn't super fancy or anything like that. So maybe he saw some stuff that he wanted to steal. Either way, I'm glad that they were caught. A few years ago, I got this apartment with a girl named Elise. We agreed to be roommates because we were friends. Both of us had gone to college together and had recently graduated. We lived in the same area, and it was actually Elise's idea and asked me to live with her. I didn't really want to because I remembered her from college. She was not a great friend. I will spare you the drama, but basically she just seemed selfish to me, and even though she was in my friend group, I didn't really consider us great friends. But I had to get a roommate and felt like maybe I had been wrong about her and maybe it wouldn't be too bad. People get more mature when they're older, and we would both have our own bedroom, so if nothing else, I could just ignore her. But things didn't really go like that. We had this apartment that, aside from our two bedrooms, had a kitchen and living room and bathroom. That was it, and it wasn't that large. But at first, things went okay. However, Elise was a terrible roommate. Pretty soon after a couple months, I realized that she was always late on rent and I had to cover for her like twice, and then she always delayed paying me back. She also made the place a mess and never cleaned things up. She expected me to do all the dishes and all that kind of stuff. One time I forgot to move my laundry from the washer to the dryer, and it had only been like an hour. Instead of telling me, she took all my wet stuff out and just threw it on the floor. I got real mad at her about that. When I talked to her about being a better roommate though, she just made things worse. It was like she would purposely try to be rude after that just to make me mad. I knew that I had made a mistake by moving in with her, but there was nothing else I could do, so I tried to just ignore her at that point. But Elise seemed to want to get me to move out, or at least make me hate living there, so much so that she seemed to start intentionally doing things to make me angry. She would be even more unfriendly and do stuff like turn off the lights to the room that I was in when it was nighttime. Like when I was cooking one time, she just turned all the lights off. Or she locked me out of the apartment once when I went to my car for literally less than a minute to get something. I was able to unlock the door, but I found it really annoying. But then, eventually, she resorted to making up lies about me. Apparently, she called the landlord and said that I was smoking and doing illegal drugs in my room. These things obviously were not allowed in the complex, but I wasn't doing any of it. I have never even smoked before. So my landlord called me and said that he wanted to meet with me. When he confronted me about it, I told him that it wasn't true. I invited him to come over right then and there, and he did. Elise was not home at the time, but I showed the landlord our place and my room. There was no sign of smoke or any drugs because I didn't have anything. He told me that Elise was complaining about my drug habits, and also she had told him that the place smelled of smoke because of me. But after seeing our place, he said that he didn't know what she was talking about because he was convinced that I had nothing. He even said that when somebody smokes in one of his places, he can always tell. He told me that he would have a talk with her and that I was fine, so I was hoping that he would kick her out or something, but he did not. I confronted Elise, who denied reporting me and then locked herself in her room. Things obviously were not going well, but then Elise stooped to a new low. One night, as I was sleeping, there was suddenly loud banging at my door. I woke up and asked who was there, but there was no answer, just loud bangs. I got up and ran to the door. When I opened it, Elise was running to her bedroom and went inside. I tried to confront her, but she locked her door again. Then another night, she entered my bedroom in the middle of the night and pushed me out of my bed onto the floor and then ran away. That was the last straw. She ran to her room and locked the door again, but I yelled at her outside the door for like 10 minutes straight. Then the next day, I called the landlord and reported her. I then packed up all my stuff and left. I didn't have a place to go, but I knew that I had to get away from there. Later that day, though, as I was basically living in my car, my landlord told me that he was evicting the lease. She had fallen behind on rent once again. I ended up getting the full apartment to myself, and I did not have to pay Elise's half of the rent for the rest of the lease either, which was only a few more months. I have not spoken to her since, and I hope to never see her again. When I was younger, I was friends with this kid named Josh. He was a neighbor kid down the street. We knew each other since we were real young, because our families lived in the neighborhood our whole lives. Josh was farther down the street, probably almost 10 houses away, but there were not that many other kids my age on the block. So Josh and I became friends real young, and we would hang out during the summers mostly, but really any time. Mostly we would go down to the park at the end of the street or hang out in either his yard or mine. We also ended up going to school together. To be honest though, I was never a huge fan of Josh. I always considered him to be kind of a bad friend. We didn't have that many common interests, and he just wasn't that nice. I rarely talked to him at school, and only really talked to him on my street. He never did anything that bad, just a lot of little things. That is, until the night of this story. It happened to be one summer, when we were both 12 years old. So, we did have a few sleepovers over the years, not many, but here and there. So one time, Josh invited me to sleep over at his place. It had been a long time since we had stayed over at each other's houses. But I had seen him a little bit more now with it being the summertime. So I went to Josh's house with my sleeping bag and toothbrush that evening. When I got to his house, he said that we were going to sleep down in the basement. We went down there and pretty much hung out there the whole time. There was a nice TV in his basement, it had nice carpet floors and some nice couches, and we just played video games basically the entire time. When it was time for bed, I set up my sleeping bag on the floor, and Josh was going to sleep on the couch. He just had a blanket and pillow, and I'm not sure what time it was when we had to go to bed. I just know that his mom came down at one point and told us that it was bedtime. And I didn't have a watch or phone or anything at that point. So we turned out all the lights and then tried to fall asleep. I had a hard time falling asleep because it was not that comfortable in the sleeping bag. Plus, at first, Josh kept talking, just saying random stupid sayings or quotes that were funny, or making annoying noises like fart noises. He was also playing on his phone with the volume all the way up. He had a cell phone and I did not. Eventually, after us both lying there in the basement for like an hour, Josh just stood up and said that he was going to sleep upstairs. He took his blanket and pillow and said that he was going to his room and then said goodnight and left. Now, this was kind of a bad friend move for him to make, to leave me alone in the basement sleeping on the floor, when he would be more comfortable in his own bed. But I didn't even really care. In fact, I was glad that he was gone because he was annoying, and I also could probably sleep better by myself, especially without his fart noises. I moved my sleeping bag to the couch and then tried to fall asleep. Except now I was realizing the downside to Josh leaving the basement. Now I was all alone in the basement that was pitch dark and things were completely silent. I was a little bit scared and also creeped out.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I literally could not hardly see anything, just basic shapes of some furniture and walls. A tiny bit of moonlight came through a window on the other side of the room. That was about it, and I didn't want to turn on any lights because I didn't want Josh's parents to get mad at me. So I just laid there and tried to fall asleep. For a while, I was kind of creeped out because every little noise I heard spooked me, even if it was just the wind outside or the natural house noises. Eventually, I was able to drift off a bit. However, I did not get into a deep sleep at all. I woke up just a short time later and could tell that it was still the middle of the night. The first thing that I remember hearing was the front door to the house open and shut. I was not that far away, but it was not within my view at all. So I sat up and wondered who that was. I listened close and then heard footsteps. Then I heard someone start to come down the stairs. I still could not see the stairs as they were around a corner. I was really creeped out now, somehow convincing myself that someone had broken in. I heard footsteps slowly move to right around the corner from where I was. I was looking there, but could barely see anything. Still, I kept my eyes locked on the spot. After what felt like a long time, I saw someone start to come around the corner, and then they quickly moved back. I didn't see who it was at all. Then I suddenly heard this man's voice coming from around the corner. He was speaking a different language, possibly Spanish, and he sounded angry. It just sounded strange, though, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I was really creeped out. The voice went on for a while. Then, whoever was there came around the corner and the lights turned on. I jumped up from the couch and was about to run away. Then I saw that Josh was standing there. He started laughing like crazy. I asked him what he was doing. He said that he had got me good and I should have seen the look on my face. I realized that it was all a prank on me, I guess. I didn't find it so funny. The voice I heard was from his phone from a YouTube video or something. I just packed up my stuff and left. Josh didn't even care. The whole time I packed up my stuff and walked to the door, he was just laughing and saying how funny he was. I left without him apologizing or anything. I walked back home and refused to ever talk to Josh again. I saw him in the hallways a few times over the years at school, or walking down the street or whatever, but I always ignored him. I'm not sure where he is now, but I really don't care. I used to have this friend named Sam. He was not a good friend at all. We sort of grew up together and known each other since high school. We had a few classes together and he played on the football team freshman and sophomore year with me as well. So we had spent a lot of time together and we were also in the same general friend group. Also, we lived close to each other, maybe a mile apart. During high school, hanging out with Sam was mostly fun because we would just play video games or sports or hang out at school and talk with other friends or things like that. But after high school, things changed, as he would basically try to leech off everybody else. He worked a lot of different part-time jobs and went to college part-time as well. But he would always ask to hang out and then suggest that we get food or something and then never pay. In fact, he would forget his wallet most of the time, even after ordering. I'm sure that he did it on purpose. He would either ask for you to pay for him or just order and then force you to pay because he didn't have any money. Also, he was always asking for rides and would never give gas money or anything like that. One time he asked me to pick him up food when he was on his break at work, so I drove and got the food and then drove it to him at his job and gave it to him, but he just took it and said bye, and when I told him to pay me, he said he didn't have any money. He would always do this kind of stuff to everyone that he was friends with all the time, and it annoyed everybody, but then every now and then there would also be moments where he would actually pay, and occasionally he would offer to pay for others as well. One time he randomly paid for a few of us when we went to Olive Garden. It shocked me and I was happy about it until I saw that he left a 10-cent tip and the waiter got mad. Anyways, one time in particular, Sam asked me to drive him up to a city that was about 30 minutes away. My immediate reaction was to say no, so I did. I asked him why he couldn't just go himself, because I knew he had a car and I figured he just didn't want to spend the gas money or drive. He said that he was not mobile as his car did not work at the time. His car was broken half the time. However, Sam said that he had a date with a girl he had met on Tinder and they were supposed to meet that night and go out to dinner. I still said no, that's not my problem. He told me that he would pay me and then Venmo'd me $10 right there on the spot. He said he would give me the rest later. This finally changed my mind and I said okay, I would drive him. So I left my house and then got to Sam's, even though I was regretting it. He came out of his house, got in my car, and we started driving there. Then we had to turn around right exactly halfway into the drive because he forgot his wallet. I was mad. But anyways, finally I drove all the way up to the city where this girl was he was going on a date with. He gave me the address of this sort of sketchy looking apartment complex. I parked there and by now it was nighttime and dark out. I dropped him off and then he left my car, not giving me any indication of when or where I should pick him up from. So I texted him asking, but he didn't respond. So I just sat there in the parking lot and started watching YouTube videos on my phone. I was mad at myself for even going, because I had no interest in being there. I didn't even care if Sam was paying me. Whatever he was going to pay me, it wasn't enough. So anyways, after like 30 minutes, I was annoyed and bored. I texted Sam again asking how long it would be, but he still didn't respond. So I just went back to watching YouTube videos. Then, like 10 minutes after that, out of nowhere, I heard footsteps quickly approaching my car outside. Before I really had time to look and see who it was, I heard someone practically run into my back passenger side door. Then the person started trying to open the door, which was locked, and they frantically began banging on it. I looked and thought somebody was trying to break in until I realized that it was Sam. He yelled at me in a panicked voice to open the door, and I hit the unlock button. He was out of breath, sweating, and frantic. Then he jumped into the car and slammed the door shut and told me to drive. I got the idea that he needed to get out of there fast, so I put the car into reverse and began backing up, but I didn't know why. As I was backing up, I asked Sam what was going on. He told me to just get out of there now.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
As I was putting the car into drive to leave the parking lot, I looked over and saw these two men sprinting through the apartment parking lot. They were heading in my direction and still pretty far away. Sam said, "Those are the guys. Get away from them." I hit the gas and left the parking lot and got out onto the road. All the roads were really quiet around there at this time. As we started to drive down the road, I looked over and saw the guys change directions, and they were now running to a car that was in the parking lot. I drove up and took the next right, looking over my shoulder and just barely seeing the men getting into this silver sedan. I was now out of their sight, but they still weren't that far away. I started driving down these residential roads, hoping that they wouldn't guess where I went. I turned off my headlights and took a few more quick turns. Then I drove a ways down that road that I was on and turned into this other parking lot. It was for another apartment complex, but this one was smaller, and the parking lot was partly obstructed by some trees. So I turned in there, parked facing the street, and then shut the car off. As we sat there, the roads were completely silent, and so were we. I didn't ask what was going on yet because I was too focused on getting away from these guys. We heard a car driving in the distance. Soon it got closer and closer, and I got really nervous. The car then turned and drove down the street right in front of us, but thankfully did not notice us there. After the car drove away, I waited for a short time longer and then put in the directions to get back home and left. We were carefully looking around us the whole drive and super paranoid of every car until we got back onto the major highway. Even then, we were paranoid that the guys would somehow be behind us on the road at some point. At one point, we wondered if a car was them because it was similar, but thankfully it wasn't. When we were driving back, Sam finally told me what happened. He said after I had dropped him off at his date's apartment building, he went inside. He talked with her in her place for a few minutes before they left. She was going to drive them to a restaurant across town. But Sam said that less than 5 minutes into the drive, she pulled over and went down this random quiet street. It was a secluded area, and he asked her what she was doing. She didn't answer him, but then he saw these two men just walk right out from the woods. He knew that was a problem and instantly left the car and took off running. The men chased after him, and Sam's a fairly fast guy, faster than the men. He put a little distance on them and ran back to me. Unfortunately, the guys had a car in that same parking lot. Sam said that he felt that it was a setup by the girl, and he said that he was done with Tinder after that. At last, I arrived back at Sam's place and dropped him off. Then I went home. Sam never paid me the rest of the gas money, but I don't even care. I'm just glad that we made it out of there okay. I had a friend named Jennifer. We met in college, and at first she seemed cool. You see, I went to a pretty large university, and most days I used to study in about the same spot. It was a quiet corner of one of the buildings, and I would sit there and study most days after my classes. Occasionally, some other people would study in the same general area too, but it was never that busy. One time, another girl came up and asked me if I was in her biology class. I said no because I was not in biology. She said that she was studying near me and thought that I looked familiar. So basically, we got to talking a little bit. Then, a few days later, I saw her studying there when I arrived, and I said hi to her, and we talked more. This led to us becoming friends, basically. Over the next few weeks, we would study together and talk all the time. We added each other on Snapchat, and she would always talk about her classes and people she knew and stuff like that. During this time period, I lived by myself in a small apartment a short ways off campus. It was a really small place, with just a kitchen, living room, bedroom, and bathroom. One night, I was home by myself when I got a text from Jennifer on Snapchat. She told me that her roommates were really annoying her and asked if she could stay the night over at my place. I told her sure, she could sleep on my couch if she wanted. I didn't mind too much because we had become friends. So then she came over to my place. We talked briefly and she told me the drama with her roommates. It wasn't that big of a deal, but she was basically fed up with them. So then I went into my bedroom and went to bed. Things all seemed fine. However, I woke up the next morning and couldn't find my phone. I always kept it right by my bed in the same spot.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I got up and left my bedroom confused. When I did, I realized that Jennifer was not there. Not only was Jennifer gone, but several of my other things were gone as well. I started looking all around my apartment. So many things were missing. I then realized that Jennifer had robbed me. My cell phone was gone, laptop, wallet, and some of my jewelry. I could not believe this had happened. I had no way to contact anyone, so I went to leave my apartment, but my keys were gone too. However, my car was still there. I had to walk to campus and then call the police from there. The cops took my information and stuff, and I told them that I knew who did it. It became a whole thing with the school as well as police. I thought we could find Jennifer easily because I had her name and knew what she looked like, but when the school looked her up, we found out that her name was not Jennifer. All the Jennifers that attended the school were not her, so either she was using a fake name or did not go to college. Also, when I got a new phone, I saw that she had blocked me on Snapchat. This was not a surprise, though. Eventually, though, she was found and was caught. I ended up getting most of my stuff back, but not all of it. And she was not a student at the school, but lived really close by. And she had robbed other people, too. I'm still surprised that it all happened.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.